This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So for the fourth time this year, we are dealing with triple digits heat.
100 degrees again tomorrow. Well, we were 101 today. We'll be triple digits tomorrow, feeling like 106. That's why the heat advisory stays in effect. By Wednesday, temps come down a little bit. 97, Thursday 94, and then mid-90s Friday, Saturday. Heat index hovering right around 100. So even though temps come down, it's still going to feel hot.
Of course, that is NBC5's chief meteorologist, Rick Mitchell. And right now, we do have a little bit of rain out there. We're not really expecting anything severe, but we could be dealing with some strong winds if some of those storms get closer to us. Of course, pockets of heavy rain and lightning is possible as well. And we will actually have a chance to see that almost every single day this week.
And this is August. We never see rain in August. First time in 2 weeks, the House manages to establish a quorum. The State House Democrats came back from their walkout over redistricting.
Texas House Democrats with a hero's welcome from supporters at the state capitol as they approach the House chamber. The response quite different from their Republican colleagues, House Speaker Dustin Burroughs.
Those members present today for whom arrest warrants were issued on Friday, you're being released into the custody of a designated DPS officer on the condition you'll return to the chamber at 10 a.m. on Wednesday.
Not all Republicans were satisfied by this. DFW area state rep Brian Harrison.
It did not end the way it should have, with punishments, handcuffs, consequences for any of the rogue Democrats. No, no, no.
The House Redistricting Committee set to take up the new congressional maps today. A full House vote on them could come as early as Wednesday. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meantime, State Rep Nicole Collier from Tarrant County refused to sign that, and she's locked in the chamber. She says she's prepped to stay there till Wednesday.
Well, the search continues for whoever hung two Nazi flags outside Rockwall Heath High School over the weekend. Students at the school saw the flags and they called police. They removed them immediately. And then the department started working with the Rockwall School District to try to figure out who even put them up there. Mayor Jeremiah McClure released a statement saying he stands with their community in firm opposition to acts of hatred, and also says the actions will not be tolerated.
I'm Russell Scott. I'm less than half a mile away from Heath High School, where those flags were unfurled over the weekend. The residents here telling me this is not like their community. They're shocked by what happened.
It surely doesn't represent the town of Heath, the town of Rockwall, and even the state of Texas. It's uncalled for.
And it's a good place. It's a good high school.
I don't think that represents the community at all. I think it was an awful joke. That's what I think it is. Awful joke.
Local law enforcement here in Heath working with the school district to go over the security videos and hopefully find who's responsible. In Heath, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Frisco prank nearly turns deadly, and then ends with a homeowner in jail.
Three teens were doing a TikTok challenge, ding-dong ditching homes, when they came to a house on Scottsdale Way in the Sterling Ranch neighborhood. This is near the Dallas North Tollway and Stonebrook Parkway. They rang the doorbell, and as they were running away and jumping in their car, the homeowner actually came out of the house and fired a gun at them. No one was hit as the teens sped away, but the homeowner, 58-year-old Damon Wolf, was arrested and charged with three counts of aggravated assault. The teens admitted to the prank and said they chose the home at random. Police are asking parents to speak to their kids about these kinds of pranks. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Johnson County Sheriff's Deputy shoots and kills a man this morning.
It was inside of a residence in the unincorporated area of Joshua, kind of north Joshua.
Yeah, Joshua. Johnson County Sheriff's Lieutenant Kevin George says the guy refused to drop the knife and lunged towards the deputies. Texas Rangers taking over the investigation.
The Texas Department of Public Safety is now rolling out a new design on driver's license and ID cards. The new one is now going to be issued starting today. It contains some new security measures that should make it a little bit more difficult to reproduce counterfeit cards. Your existing license or ID will remain valid until the normal expiration date, and you can check out new licenses on our website, KRLD.com.
President going to be meeting with the other side in the war between Russia and Ukraine. That's Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And then after that, the president's going to meet with other European leaders. So let's get started and bring in CBS military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland with us again here on the mid-morning mic check.
Or does Zelensky get a red carpet like Putin got?
I know.
Yeah. We can talk about
suit.
That
let's
too.
Look for the red carpet.
The red carpet.
Those were it. I looked at that at first and thought, now is that AI? Come on, they really have U.S. military personnel rolling out the red carpet for Putin? Apparently so.
A convicted war criminal for kidnapping somewhere around 20,000 to 30,000 Ukrainian children that have been moved to Russia from Ukraine, and he couldn't go to a lot of countries for that reason.
Rolling out the red carpet. What was the takeaway from the summit in Alaska, though? Because it does not appear as though he's budging.
Well, one has to admire Mr. Trump's desire to end the war and end the killing, though clearly he also wants to win the Nobel Prize. But if you tried to say who won and who lost, you would have to rate that, I imagine, against what their objectives were going in. Trump's objective was to achieve a ceasefire, and he said that repeatedly prior to the summit, on the way there, in the press conference prior to leaving Washington, and he said there'd be severe consequences if we didn't get a ceasefire. Well, we didn't get a ceasefire, and there's been no talk of any kind of consequences against the Russians in the aftermath. Rather, Mr. Trump seems to have flip-flopped from the position he'd agreed to with the Europeans when they met last Wednesday virtually, that we would insist on that as a precondition for negotiations, and seems to have allied himself with Mr. Putin. Now, Mr. Putin came, I think, and was successful just by getting the red carpet, because as we suggested there at the top, he had been pretty much isolated internationally. The only places he could travel to were like North Korea and China. And now he's being welcomed to the United States by the President of the United States, warm welcome, President clapping, puts him in his limo. They're laughing as they drive away. And he comes at the end of the meeting and says, of course, that the root causes have to be addressed if we're going to get a ceasefire. He's Putin. And those root causes are, of course, Ukraine doesn't enter NATO. They give up all this territory he claims is Russian, reduce their military, get rid of the Zelensky government. And he's insisted on that since the very beginning. And therefore, I think that they were, frankly, drinking a lot of vodka on their way back to Moscow. It was a great success.
All right. The European leaders are coming with Zelensky. Is that so that he doesn't feel bullied into doing something that maybe he wouldn't necessarily want to do?
I think that's certainly part of it, but you got seven European leaders. Even the president said this is probably the largest group of European leaders ever to meet in the White House, at least probably since the NATO summit in Washington that I was part of many years ago. But they also are very concerned more and more that Mr. Putin, frankly, at that summit in Alaska, is very skillfully using this issue to drive a wedge between the United States and NATO, which has always been their concern and, frankly, has been a Russian objective going back to every Russian Soviet leader to Joseph Stalin. So if Putin can not only achieve his stated goals in Ukraine, but can also divide the United States from NATO, this is a strategic success of centuries-long desires.
What is his biggest objection? Is it territorial, strictly giving back the territory he's taken? Or you mentioned NATO membership, or is it a tie?
No, all those things are important, but they're a means to a greater end. What Putin wants is really to reassert the position of Russia as a peer of the United States, Russia as a great regional power, Russia the equivalent to what the Soviet Union was in its relationship with the United States and the West at the end of the Cold War. He's never gotten over the end of the Cold War and the fact that the Russians lost it. And in reality, what he wants to do is reestablish not so much the Soviet Union. He wants to establish the Russian Empire as a great power. And as a consequence, that's why I think a lot of Europeans, Ukrainians included, believe that, you know, this is a short-term effort on the part of Putin to gain this ground. But if you think he's going to be satisfied with this, well, I would suggest he said he was satisfied. The Russians said they were satisfied with the border in 1991 when Ukraine became independent. They said they were satisfied with the line in 2014 in the so-called Minsk Accords. And they've never been satisfied. So if you're a former member of the Soviet Union, like the Baltic Republics or Poland or Bulgaria or Romania, why should you be, you know, quietly believe this is all Mr. Putin actually desires any more than we believed all Adolf Hitler really wanted was a small piece of Czechoslovakia? Yeah.
The last time Zelensky was at the White House, it didn't go well. He sat in that chair and they berated him and they scolded him. You think he'll be treated differently today?
Well, I certainly hope so, but it's really hard to say. And the contrast, we suggest to the top guys, between the welcome Mr. Putin got and the welcome Mr. Trump gave to Zelensky will be part of the discussion, I think, as we move over the next couple of hours. I think part of the reason, again, as we suggested, that the Europeans are there is to hopefully prevent that kind of a blow-up from happening.
Good enough. Appreciate the time, Jeff, as always. Good stuff. That is Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst, with us here on KRLD. And how bad was that Cowboys game Saturday night against the Ravens? Preseason, yes, granted, but still, it was rough. Cowboys had 2 first downs and 37 total yards of offense at halftime.
God, I didn't even know it was that bad.
For the game, that rancid offense was outscored by the defense. Defense at least got that pick 6. And all of this is leading to some serious questions about the backup quarterback situation. So we're going to bring in Cowboys insider Fred Davis upstairs at 105.3 The Fan. Joins us right now to talk all about this. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How you guys doing?
Excellent.
Hey, we're doing great. So is there any reason at all to be optimistic about Joe Milton, or are we just overreacting to a couple of preseason games?
Well, look, that's a great question. So I got a quick one-on-one with Joe after the game Saturday. And look, he's either the most delusional quarterback on the face of the planet or the most confident human being you've ever met. Maybe the answer lies somewhere in the middle, because as a professional athlete, you do have to be a little delusional at times. And, you know, I asked him point blank. I said, look, man, game 2, kind of where are we at? And he said, look, I thought I did some good things. I thought I got a little bit more comfortable as the game went on. He copped to the interception and said, you know, he got a little too hyped up. And, you know, the second game in a row. And look, and of course, then they Cowboys PR grabbed him and took him to the podium after that. But, you know, my thing with Joe Milton is this. He's 25 years old, okay? And think about this. He was a 5-star recruit, all right? He went to Michigan. He went to Tennessee. He's been in New England, and now he's been here in Dallas. Okay, so this guy's been at top flight organizations every step along the way, and yet he still gets too hyped up, and he still has no touch on the football. And so my question is it a comprehension issue? I mean, I gotta believe. Look, if you, me, and everybody else with 2 working eyeballs can tell that he has no touch and that he's too jacked up, I got to believe that coaches along the way have said the exact same thing. So what's the issue? And I don't know if that's something that could be fixed.
Yeah, that's the thing. You think the Cowboys make a move at quarterback? They try to find somebody else out there?
I think they almost have to. I mean, because it ain't Will Grier. All right. I mean, we were all, you know, I mean, we were pandering for Will Grier. I mean, I know sitting in the press box, me, Chris Arnold, Brian Broaddus, and Blake Elliott, and Zach Wolchuk, we're all sitting there going, okay, well, at the very least, because your receivers aren't getting any work, and because we can't really get a good idea of what they're capable of, let's get a quarterback in there that can do something, right? So you throw Will Grier in there, he throws a dot on the first throw, and then proceeds to look like a guy that's been at, you know, five teams in 5 years and makes four passes. So, again, my concern is, I talked to another player after the game, too, and brought up the fact that, hey, the defense looked better this week, for the secondary anyway. The run defense looked abysmal once again. And I told him, I said, look, you guys look more locked in this week than you did last week. And he said, well, I thought we were pretty locked in last week, too. And I said, you mean the fact that Stetson Bennett, the third-string quarterback for the Rams, literally did whatever he wanted for the first half against you guys and threw for, you know, over 300 yards and put up 31 points on you guys? That Stetson Bennett, that was locked in? And so my concern is this, is, look, I like Ryan Schottenheimer. I'm a Marty Schottenheimer guy. I grew up a Kansas City Chiefs fan, so, you know, I got to put the place in my heart for the Schottenheimers. I'm just wondering, what's being coached behind the scenes right now? Because Brian brought us this out in the postgame show. If why is what's happening in practice not translating into the football field? And so that's the kind of the million-dollar question as we go into week three, and then we go into September 4th, because let's call it what it is. That Philadelphia Eagle team, no rest for the weary. And they're going to be locked and loaded. National primetime game. They raise their banner. And who better than the Cowboys come in and beat the brakes off of? Yeah. So I'm a little nervous, a little concerned right now.
I mean, and you should be. And that's a really good point you raised, that, you know, at some point you got to start questioning the coaching. But we'll see. We got one more. Atlanta comes in here on Saturday night. So I may see a little more of Joe Milton. But, hey, Fred, go ahead.
No, you're going to see Joe Milton, but it's game three, okay? And you guys are old enough to remember when we had four preseason games, and game four was basically, you know, guys that are going to be bouncers and PE teachers in a couple weeks, and that's more of what we're going to see on Friday. But, hey, if this is your chance to get out to a football game, a Cowboys game, go out there. Look, say what you want about Jerry Jones. Top flight experience at AT&T Stadium, so you do have that going for you.
I'm old enough to remember when they played six preseason games.
There you go.
Fred, Boomer. Thanks. Appreciate it, man. That is Fred Davis, 105.3 The Fan, Cowboys insider with us.
I think he's one of the things that he's right about is that I think you look at Milton and he said, oh, I got more comfortable as the game went on. Well, that's because you're playing against third and fourth stringers now.
Right.
Not even just second or first. And so you should be comfortable by that point. But he doesn't have any touch.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.